High Fidelity is the band you probably heard a lot about so far. You certainly have on Unreal Bluegrass, been playing a lot of cuts from their very newly released album. Caught up with two of the members, Karina Rose Logston and Jeremy Stevens, down in Raleigh, North Carolina. Second hour of today's program, you're going to hear our conversation about the band, the theory behind what they're doing, why they're doing what they're doing, and of course the new album. A great time. We actually went back over to the convention center in Raleigh after the day's events were calmed down and found a table in kind of an empty building, if you can imagine, but it was well worth it. We're going to enjoy the second hour with Jeremy Stevens, Karina Rose Logston of High Fidelity. I'm very happy to welcome to Unreal Bluegrass two members of one of my most favorite brand new bands, High Fidelity. I want you to tell the listeners.
I'm Jeremy Stevens. And this is my wife here.
Hi, I'm Karina Rose Logston.
I will tell you this. I learned of your record, Hills and Home, which is on Rebel Records, because Joe Mullins is a friend of mine. Joe and I were coming back from a trip in Nashville. It actually was IBMA board work that we do. And Joe drives where I live, and then he goes on to Ohio. But driving from Nashville to where I live, he said, "You got to hear this new band." And he gets it out, and he plays it really loud. Because Joe wants to hear all the details in it. And my first thought was, my gosh, who is this?
Wow.
It's High Fidelity. And I said, I've never heard of him. He said, well, nobody has yet. And then I opened it up, and he wrote the liner notes for me.
Yes.
But I, as soon as I got back home, so this would have been in May, I think, mm-hmm. long before the album came out, mm-hmm. I contacted your Rebel Records. I forget who it was, but I said, I have to have this. I'll get it in play. Well, the thing was, you can't play all of it, which I wouldn't do, but I'll just tease it out there a little bit. Mm-hmm. So, Hills of Home, I mean, this is, I'm absolutely crazy. Joe knew I would like it, and High Fidelity, you guys have a sound that I don't find anywhere else right now, as far as your age group right now. I mean, you do some nice, straight down the pike, tearing it up bluegrass all the way around. So tell me a little bit about the band and where y'all came from.
Well, I really appreciate that, Steve. We're really trying to perform a style of music that we feel is virtually unrepresented in today's musical landscape in the bluegrass community. We love bands like Don Reno and Red Smiley and Jim and Jesse. And while we don't ever intend to copy their material as such, but we do try to play in that style. It's sort of maybe a slightly smoother version of bluegrass from the late 1950s and the early 60s, and we really are seeking to be true to that style. And we pick songs that are older, that may have come from, say, folks like the Delmore Brothers or Charlie Monroe, the same type of sources that those bands at that time were sourcing from. Mm-hmm. But you asked about the band, High Fidelity. We formed in 2014, and we entered the Stigma Band Contest with the intention of trying to do this type of music in a way that would be appealing and competitive today, and we entered the contest, and we stayed true to that, and we won that year. And from there, it just has kind of moved forward.
Did you get an album released by 2014?
No. Okay. Our first album was released in 2016, mm-hmm. and we had gotten a few dates that year, and one of the dates required us to have an album. So we said, we'll get an album out before then.
That's good.
So, true story.
That's true. So we got the album done, and it's just sort of moved forward since then. Karina, you can tell them whatever else you have in mind.
Well, we got a lot to talk about, but you go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to add, you know, when we got together for the Stigma Band Contest, the material that we chose and the artists that we chose to sort of emulate, it was just a sort of a natural outflow of the things that we like to do and that we thought might serve to set us apart. You know, we said, well, nobody's out there doing Jim and Jesse stuff, and nobody's out here doing Reno and Smiley. Everybody was out there mashing MB, and we entertained doing a mash song. You know, we all are musicians.
You're great musicians.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
We all enjoy freelancing with different people, and so we all have our hands in a lot of different styles of music, even beyond bluegrass. So, you know, we actually entertained, well, should we do a MASH song for him when in the contest? And the traditional stuff was going so good, we said, I don't think we should ruin a good streak here. We ought to just stay completely traditional in what we're representing and how we're presenting this band and see what happens, you know.
Yes. Well, anybody that listens to this album, I don't have your other one, Hills and Home from High Fidelity, they know instantly that you're great musicians and singers. And I think it's also very true that, but you play true to the band. And the concept that you've both been discussing, I can tell you can do. You can go wherever you want to go. And I don't think you're not playing what you want to play, but I can tell from listening to your singing and your playing both that your skills are wherever you want to go. This is where you want to go.
Yes. There's freedom in limitation. You know, you have to know the rules of the game to be able to play a game and enjoy it. And we sort of set up these constraints as far as talking about bluegrass music from the late 50s, early 60s, yeah. Things that you could see Jim and Jesse, Reno and Smiley doing, things like that. We sort of set this up so that we could, you know, play in our little high fidelity game. So when we choose material, we sort of put it through that lens and we say, you know, could you hear Reno and Smiley doing this? Could you hear the Lubin Brothers singing this? What's this song? You know, how would they have styled this? And so High Fidelity is really a platform and vehicle for us to exercise our little game of traditional bluegrass, Steve.
It's great that you guys are doing that because there are bands who everyone wants to source that material.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not a cover band at all. Mm-hmm. That's not what you're trying to do, mm-hmm. but you're in that style. So you will take songs and put them in a style that may have fit in those bands that you're mentioning.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think anybody does it like High Fidelity.
Wow.
Does.
Thank you so much.
I mean, you're hitting it on. You're hitting it on out of the park on just like everything they could do is like, I get every bit of it. Everybody
wow.
that listens to you is going to know exactly what you're doing.
Wow. Well, we certainly appreciate that. Sometimes it's difficult looking at it on paper. Some people say, well, you all don't do any original tunes. And we say, no, we haven't yet because we haven't found anything that fits what we're talking about when we're saying, you know, the style of what we're going for. We haven't found any new material as of yet that we can see any of these bands we've talked about doing. Doesn't mean we're not opposed to it.
Right.
But we like to sort of reimagine these songs, and to us it doesn't feel like we're rehashing anything, and our goal is to not be seen as a cover band. So
you're
I'm
not.
So glad that you said
you're
that,
not.
Steve.
Yeah, absolutely not. I want to ask you all before you leave about everybody else in the band, so they're not here with us, but one of the things that Joe and I almost fell out of the car listening to this record on the way back home in that time of May, is the double banjo, the Reno stuff. and we both, when Joe finally turned it down enough that we could talk, we both felt that I don't hear many bands today that have one banjo player that plays Don Reno. It's difficult. It's a whole different style. I mean, Joe plays at one level, I play at another, but I don't believe Joe does Reno. I don't think so. He might, but he doesn't do it in his band setting. But I've not heard a band or seen a band that has two banjo players that can do Reno dead on. I've just never seen it. I've never heard it before. So when Joe finally turns down the volume enough, we're both like, how in the world can you pull that off? I mean,
well,
how do you get two banjo players in a band that can nail that?
Kurt Stevenson and myself, we are the two banjo players of which you refer to. And we met in 1999 at a convention in Smithville, Tennessee, the Smithville Fiddlers Jamboree. And Kurt was getting into the Reno stuff, and I was playing Reno too.
That's hard,
and,
man. That's hard to do.
And we really hit it off, and we were playing the twin banjo stuff, you know, maybe not to that degree, but we started doing twin banjo stuff then and have kept in touch down through the years. And Kurt was a mutual friend of mine and Karina's when we first met. And the night that Karina and I met, Karina, me, and Kurt jammed together. And it was sort of like, you know, the first time that this sort of configuration happened, and it's very exciting.
That's right, and I'd like to add to that I met Kurt and Jeremy because they played Reno-style bands.
Really?
My family is, my mom and dad are musicians. They've always loved all this stuff. And it's always resonated with me, too. But my dad is a banjo player, and he's always loved Don Reno. And so
lots of people love him. Not a lot of people can do it.
That's right. We had a family friend who would always, he'd see us and introduce us to banjo players he was excited about, too. And so that's actually how I met Kurt and Jeremy. And say, well, I know a good Reno-style banjo player. You want to meet him? You want to jam with him? You know? And so we met and converged over this very material that we're doing today.
Mm-hmm. And I don't want to I want to ask you one more thing about the banjo stuff. I don't want to let people to think that High Fidelity is just two banjo players, because mm-hmm. you don't always play double banjos at all. But I have to ask you this. Your left hand, mm-hmm. the stuff about Reno is his left hand, he was a guitar player.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And he was a great guitar player. So your left hand is a little, that's the thing that kills me, is not just picking with two fingers, but do you play guitar with that speed and that dexterity also?
It comes a little bit easier for me on the banjo than it does on the guitar. I guess it's because of the string tension on the guitar or something. It's maybe a little bit
We only have one wound string on the banjo. Yeah. So I'll let that out right now.
Right. Right.
I'd like to answer a little for Jeremy by saying yes, he does.
All right. He's going to be humble about it.
from an onlooker standpoint, he plays a lot of Don's guitar style as well. So.
That's remarkable.
And I want to add, too, about the other members of the band.
Well, I want to get to that, so let's talk about them right now.
Yeah, so the other members, we have Vicky Vaughn playing the bass, and Daniel Amick is there. Multi-instrumentalist, just about whatever we need, whenever we need it.
Mm-hmm.
And we travel very often as a four-piece band. Kurt actually has a full-time job. He's a radiation therapist in Dyersburg, Tennessee. And he's very connected and involved with the music in his church. And it's limiting for him to travel a lot. And as we are here at IBMA, as a four-piece with Karina, Vicky, Daniel, and myself, but we do the same thing that we do, you know, whether Kurt is there or not. Daniel, being the multi-instrumentalist that he is able to step in and play the banjo parts. He can play anything. So
yes.
He can play that single string stuff, though he wasn't necessarily steeped in it and grew up playing it. He can do it,
mm-hmm.
and it works very well in our live shows. He's able to do that, play the mandolin, play the guitar, and just whatever we need. Mm-hmm. And Vicky is a wonderful vocalist as well as a bass player, and we feature her on some trios and some solos as well in our live shows, and it creates some good variety for us. We've got other ideas in mind for incorporating some of Vicky's talents in what we're doing as well.
If High Fidelity didn't have the thing that Joe and I were gasping about, because we both are banjo, if you didn't have the double banjo sound, you have such great vocals and such great presentation of what you're doing. I'm not saying quit playing Reno-style double banjos, but even without that, you have a great sound that is so true to what you're explaining to me now that anybody that listens to you is going to know. But I'm just saying, if you all of a sudden couldn't do the double banjo thing, it's just great. You have great singing. You have great harmonies. You have a great sound as a band. I hear your band sound. I know who you are.
Wow.
That means a lot. We really appreciate hearing
you. But I know that you think about doing that. I know you're trying to think about a sound. When you talk about song selection, you're going to find things. You probably will write things in the future that will fit into the context of what you're doing. But you want to present this sound that you've already described. And you just do a wonderful job. And I'm not just here to compliment you. I haven't seen it yet. But I can tell you one thing. This floored me so much as soon as I got home. I was on the email right away, and I had to get it. And the promise was, you can't play the whole thing. I said, I won't play it all at once. I need to have it in my car, listen to it.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow. Thank you.
You guys are, is this your first IBMA?
This is our second IBMA as High Fidelity. Jeremy and myself, and probably all of us, we've attended a lot of IBMAs, whether just to jam or maybe go to the conference a day or so. Last year, we were official showcase artists, so we had quite a few showcases, and we were very busy. This year, we had just a couple on Wednesday night. But we're still here doing business, meeting folks like
you're tired.
Absolutely.
You can't prove anyone you've gone to IBMA unless you can't open your eyes for a day. And you need to recover from it. So we know Hills and Home, the new one from High Fidelity, is on Rebel Records.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Rebel Records.
You probably have a website, too, for High Fidelity.
Yes, we do. That's highfidelitybluegrass.com. And you can also connect with us on our Facebook page. From the website, we have the Facebook icon. But if you want to go direct URL, it's facebook.com/highfidelitybluegrass.
Will they find where you're going to be there?
They will. We strive to keep our schedule updated. We have a schedule on our website. I would say that is probably the most reliable. Facebook sometimes gets a little finicky about showing events.
True.
But we do try to keep the Facebook events page updated as well. But I'd say if you had to choose between one of them, go to our schedule on our website. Yes.
On your website, I imagine Rebel Records might have access, but on your website people can find your recordings there.
They can, let me think about
that. Or link to them. They can probably find a way to link to them.
They probably can.
Yeah.
I have my own website. It's called KarinaKarina.com, in which I have a web store where I have all
That's
different...
That's an old blues song. You know?
It is. I was named after the Carl Story
Karina,
version.
Karina. I don't normally sing in interviews, but I hear this in my head.
There you go.
I'm sorry. I have to cut that out.
Oh, no, you're not.
No.
My website is KarinaKarina.com, and on my website I have a web store.
Okay.
And it has all the recordings that I myself have done, as well as all of our High Fidelity
recordings.
Okay, good.
That's good to know. That's good to know.
Yes. Our High Fidelity webpage is a new installment this year, so there are several things we're still working on.
Okay.
We'd like to get the High Fidelity web store up and running ASAP, but in the meantime, they can go to the Karina Karina
good.
Web store, karinakarina.com/store.
And there's two R's, one N. C-O-R-R-I-N-A.
You guys are a fairly young band, are you? And I notice this with younger bands. All the social media platforms you have some way of. Do you Twitter? Do you Instagram? Or should we talk about that or not?
Well, we have a Twitter. It is linked to the Facebook. So
okay.
It's pretty much, it just sees the same content as
okay.
our Facebook
right.
does. We have plans to have an Instagram. You might be able to discern from listening to the music and experiencing life with us that we're not really that crazy about
okay.
social media.
That's all right.
But
that's
we
okay.
try to fill it up with content so that we can connect with people. That's the best part about that social media is we've met so many wonderful people and connected with them that way, and people have been able to connect with us, and that's why we are on there so that we can have that experience.
Well, listen, I appreciate your time. I know we've been trying to work this out for a day and a half, and I had stuff to do, you had stuff to do, and here we are in a pretty quiet convention center for IBMA.
Yes.
Raleigh found a nice spot. I appreciate you making your time available to chat with me for a bit.
Thank you so much, Mr. Steve, for having us on.
Yes, and thank you for your insightful interview.
Well, I don't know how insightful. I was just excited. I'm just telling you. You could ask Joe. Well, you know Joe well, but we were just almost, we weren't banging the dashboard, but we were looking at each other and laughing because it was so good. It's that, this is so good, we were laughing back and forth. We couldn't hear each other laughing, but because Joe turns the music up loudly during
yeah.
the show. And we were just looking at each other and laughing about, this is so great. And
that's awesome.
He was proud that he wrote the liner notes for you. And,
wow.
It's good enough for Joe that I need to hear it right away. So.
Wow. Well, he did an exceptional
yeah,
job. We couldn't
did,
have
right.
asked for better liner notes. They were
Joe Mullins is tops in my book, so I'm glad that you're connected with him.
Yeah, and ours as well. We
right.
are, too.
I'm going to let you guys go. Thanks so much for making time.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Steve.
Awesome.